Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my
20
mind.
Years ago. 20 years ago, we met a guy named William Skip Miller, Skipper as I called him, and my life has been out of control ever since. He's one of the great salesmanship experts on the planet. He's number two in the world. I'll let you decide who you think I think number one is, but he's our good friend. Hey, Skipper, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you. I've been number two for 20 years, Jim.
and you're okay with that too, aren't you?
I'm okay with that. I don't want all the pressure being number one.
Skip Miller, ladies and gentlemen. He's forgotten more about salesmanship than most people will ever know. Hey, Skip, we're talking about – thank you again, by the way, for 20 great years. Let's do 20 more. You want to?
No, we're on it.
There you go. So we're talking, folks, about getting to the decision maker. And he identified the two kinds of decision makers, below the line, which is the nuts and bolts, will this help us get our work done? And the above the line, who says, yeah, I need to get our work done, but I can't. But can I afford it? And they used to be the same person. 9 out of 10 times prior to 2008, it was the same person. After 2008, it became two people, two groups, two decisions, maybe more than that. And one of them, the above the line person, was like locked in a vault somewhere in on Mars that you could never get to. But now you're saying, Skip, that they're easier to get to. Tell us how to do that.
Well, there's a couple things, right? Think about it. I get on a Zoom call or a Hangout or a Ring call, whatever they are, right? And I can record it. So I can record the presentation that you're giving me, and then I can go show my boss the five-minute part that I want them to see. So you have access now digitally a lot more than you ever did before. We're not planning for it. We're still planning for win the below-the-line sale, get that person on our team, really wow them like crazy, and then when it comes time for the budget, we'll go to the higher-level person. We see now time and time again, before I give you that presentation or demonstration, could you get Mary to pop in for just 10, 15 minutes? I have a couple questions for her. Mm-hmm. Mary's okay with popping on a 10-minute Zoom. She's at home anyway. What's she care? Right? But rearranging her schedule to go to the conference room in the next building for an hour discussion, she ain't doing that.
Right.
So we got to change our sales process.
That's a good point. But how do you set up your contact? How do you get to the point where you can ask the contact to ask Mary to join you? Because that is dicey, isn't it? Because you've got to have them get them to the relationship and the point in your relationship where it's okay to admit to you that they don't have the final decision.
Without a doubt. But remember, Mary, if you remember, is the train station master. She's in charge of multiple initiatives. And, Jim, most of your listeners, they sell something can affect not only what's on track one, which your friend Bob's in charge of, but also makes a dent on track two or three. Remember a Xerox printer. That printer handled the person who's in charge of making all those workbooks. Well, it also helped the marketing department in their brochure printing, and it also helped the sales department in their white papers they wanted. So all of a sudden now Mary, who's in charge of all those trains, goes, are you kidding me? For this investment, I can make a dent in multiple tracks?
Mm-hmm.
So your goal is when you meet with Mary, not to say, hey, Mary, what do you think about what we're doing with Bob? Because that's Bob's job. But my job is to make sure I maximize the investment Mary's making. And if I find multiple trains in the train station, which you usually do, then you're going to get the decision a lot faster.
Could we do this?
With Bob and Mary.
Could we say to Bob, who's below the line, could we say, okay.
He's a conductor on track one.
All right. So Bob, as you have told me, Mary is going to have to bless our project here. I've got a little vignette that I can deliver virtually that will cut to the chase for her to help her help you make this decision and vice versa. if you'll tell me, will you invite her to be here, and I'll make sure that we'll cut away to that point when she gets here. I'll cut away and deliver that for her in 5 minutes. Would you say that?
Hey, Bob, here's the point, right? Bob, this is all about you. But as you know, my job is to maximize the investment. Mary's also probably got a problem with the marketing brochures and the sales white papers,
right.
And this thing is going to solve the problem too. All I want to do is tell, hey, Mary, for this investment, if you really want to maximize it, Bob's the guy. But this thing can also do this and this. And what we find, Bob, is Mary makes a decision half the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't ask for a discount because it's affecting two or three other trains in her station.
Have you already asked Bob what he thinks Mary's concerns are going to be?
Yeah, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Most of the time, Bob, conductor on track one, doesn't really know what's going on in track two or three.
Right.
So that's how you got to work.
Well, that's my point. Of course, so you're going to have a couple of meetings with Sue on track two because you can't make that little vignette I was talking about. If you can't presume to know what is on her mind.
You could make some assumptions. There's typically a lot of typical assumptions out there.
Yeah.
But without a doubt, you want to talk to, that's why, a lot of stuff done early, talking to Sue as well as Bob,
yeah,
before you talk to Mary. I mean, it's one 20-minute call, but it is going to shorten your sales cycle by about 20%.
And folks, let me tell you the best way that I learned, Skip, to get to Sue is to get to her before and let her introduce you to Bob. I want to meet Carol, the CEO, first and have her send me to Sue, the above-the-line, yep, decision maker, who then tells me that I'm going to have to work out the proposal with Bob. And that way you already know Sue. So, folks, it works.
And it's easier now.
It works.
It is easier now.
We don't, Skip and I don't just talk about it. We've made a living doing this. Tintail, right back with our 20-year veteran of the Brain Trust, Skip Miller. Stay with us.
And we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.